Continuing in Iyun Tefillah, thank you for coming, by the way, tonight. With the snow, this famous Chassam Sefer, who says is when someone is Matriach himself, the worst it ever is for him, the hardest, not the worst, but the hardest it ever is for him to do a certain thing and he accomplishes it, he'll get schar for all the other times on that same level. Which means is that tonight it was difficult to come out, and being that it was difficult and you came anyways, you're showing that you would have come out the other nights also when it wasn't bad, and you get scarred for all the nights as if you trudged on, out on a bad snowy night. And we know, as it says in the Fum Tzar Agra, according to the Tzar, as much as the Ishtalos we put in, that's how much we get back. So we're finally getting to the end of the bracha of Alantilas Yadayim. We haven't discussed those words yet. We discussed the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidishonu V'Tzoreisu V'Tzivonu. Let's get to Al Netilas Yadayim. What does it mean, Al Netilas Yadayim? It's a basic three-way machlokes as to what the bracha is for. Why do we need to wash our hands in the morning? The Rosh in Perek Arayah says, L'fi sheyodov shel adam askoni yishem. A person's hands are always moving. And he definitely ended up touching a part of his body that is supposed to be covered, and therefore he made his hands tameh. Take new bracha, koydem sheyikr kriyishma v'yispalel. They were misakin a bracha before you lay in kriyishma and daven. Really, you shouldn't have made the bracha on nikiyas yadayim, which means cleaning the hands. Now, al shame should take new benatilas yadayim lachila levarach al natilas yadayim lefi shetzarech litol menakli. When we make it during the day, let's assume you want to wash for bread, you make an al natilas yadayim, you wash with a keli litol menakli, you take it from a kli, and therefore they were masakin the nusuch of al natilas yadayim. So we take that same lotion and we use it here also, even though nikiya yadayim would perhaps be more appropriate, but we want to stick to the same nusach. V'hakli shmoi natla b'loshon ha-gemara. And why is it netilas yadayim? Because in the loshon of the gemara, natla is a keli. You're supposed to use a keli when you're washing netilas yadayim. You're supposed to use a keli. That is for before you eat bread and in the morning. Actually, you know, when a person goes to the bathroom, it's not so simple. A person really needs to use a keli. Pashtus, maybe it's a nice thing, maybe it's a chumra, but to say ikka, then you need a keli, is certainly seems to be incorrect. But in the morning, before you eat bread, then you need to use a keli. So he ends the kach, take the name of the baruch, until it's your dime. So that's sheet number one, the rush. We wash our hands in the morning. It should be al nekiyas yadayim. We say al netilas yadayim because we want to stick to the same nusach habracha as we use during the rest of the day. And it's the point is to wash our hands because our hands touch the part of the body that is generally covered. And therefore, same way during the day, if someone touches a part of his body, he would have to wash it. But in the night, he always does it. And they're misakin to make a bracha in the morning before you daven, before you say kriya shema, that you should wash your hands and you make a bracha. There's a second reason. What's number two? It says in the Rajba, in Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, he says like this, Ibra kach nagu b'chol mokrim l'vorach b'shachar al netila shidayim, u'makpidim bo b'kol t'nai hat netila k'b'shas su'uda. The same halachas that we have, that we have to do during the shas su'uda, and that you have to do the same thing over here. He has a question though. He says, "In Tishal, Ma'ishna." We're skipping around in the Rashba. But in Tishal, Ma'ishna Tfilas Hashachar Matfilas Hamincha V'Arvis. Why Shachar is we make on Tfilas Yadayim and we wash our hands because of Tfilah? So why don't we do it by Mincha V'Arv as well? Mincha V'Arv, there's an Indian to wash your hands. You definitely should wash your hands, but it doesn't say anything with the Kli. It definitely don't make a bracha. So why don't you make a bracha before Mincha Ma'ariv? Why don't you use a kli? So he says, Yesh Leima, Lefi, Shevishachar, Amun Nosim, Kiberia Chadosha. Because in the morning, we're like a new human being. We're a new creation. Kidachsev, like it says in Eicha, Chadoshim La Bekorim, Rab Emunasecha. Every morning we're infused with a new it's the same neshama, but it's a new barrier. We're like a new person. That's what we say. We explain when we say Moida Ani Lefanecha Melachai V'Kayam Shechzata Benishmasi Bechemla Kama Rab Emunasecha. Great is your emuna. We're referring to this pasuk in Eicha that every morning we get a freshness, we get a new lease on life every single morning. Tzrichem Anu LaHoydis LaYizbarach. We have to be thank the Rabbi Shalom Al Shebranu L'Chvoidei L'Sharisai that He created us to be mechaber to Him and to serve Him ulevarach b'shmoy and to make brachas in His name. Al David etikni b'shachar kol oisim habrachas shanu mevarachim b'chol boiker boiker ulefichach on tzichem l'skalish b'tushasai v'lita yodena menakli kekoyin shemekadish yodah benakiyah koydim avaydasai. When we wash our hands in the morning, it's like bringing the karbanos that the kohanim who brought the karbanos. We wash our hands because we're now going to do a davar shepikdusha. It's a preparation. It's really what it is where we wash our hands as a preparation to daven. Why shachris and not mincha maariv? Because shachris is an added thing of where beya chadasha. Chadasha of karmel v'munasecha. But every time we davening, we really have to prepare ourselves. He's saying shachris even more. He says, so therefore the ikar thing is that we're like a kohen shemekadosh yodav menakir kohen avadosai. The kohanim, before they did that void, they washed their hands by the kir. So we too, when we get up in the morning and we go wash antilas yadayim, we have to think, even if we can get a little bit of this and have a little bit of this a thought when we wash our hands, that what we're doing is we're preparing ourselves to do Avodas Hashem. We're like a Kohen who washes his hands in the Kiyar. That's an unbelievable thing that we should, something very important that we should work on to try to have even a little bit of Kavan of that level. And he said right there, that Shatam Shetiknu Achonim Yuchel Tzila Shachas Yorisim Mishayat Filas Shabamach Shachayim Hu Mishum Bishabar Baiker Odom Ischal Shabbat Yisbarach Renasa Ate Kibay Chadosha Ulchein Dafka Tzila Shachas Tiknu Achonim Yuchel Shantil Shadayim Baruch Where you sit in your Shah Baruch the Shachas and Kimin Haidoya Lashem Kiila Adon Yitzana. So why Shachas more than anyone when any of the other Tzilas when we're also doing that Voida is because Shachas Mashon created us. All the Berachas are Shachar. It's a form of Haidoya. We thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for creating us again. So when we get up in the morning and we say Baruch Ata Hashem Alekeinu Melech Haolam and we make an Al Natilas Yadayim Asher Kedushanim Tzoris V'Tzivan Al Natilas Yadayim, the Rashba is saying is we should have in mind that we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom for creating us again, for giving us back our neshama, that we're getting another day, another chance to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that's why we make the bracha and that's why we wash our hands. The Raivon says that the reason why we atin sidayim in the morning is as well, he says specifically these words, Mishum Hachona L'Tfila. He says like this, Bracha Rishon Atil Shidayim is Seder Tfila. Why? Mishum Netzarach Adam Lito Yodav L'Tfila Kedamrunim Bechulen Ligba L'Tfila Dal Milen Acha Mayim Lito Yodav L'Tfila Mishum Hachoyin Likras Alekech Yisrael. It's pure preparation to daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'oy Shad Tfila Keneged Tmidim Tekim Kedosei Behem Bevayim Mayimai Yechad Tzimoyim V'fihar Maschina Atil Shidayim. It's just like we know that the hope that the tefillas when we're sacking keneged the tamidim, the carbon tamid and the carbon in the morning and the carbon at night. So we have and we wash our hands just like b'voyim oyel moed yichat semoyim. It says in the pasuk when they came into the oyel moed to bring the carbon, they washed their hands. So too we wash our hands. V'sud amin on the kol ha. Someone who empties himself out, prepares himself, he washes his hands in order to lay in Kriya Shema and daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's as if he brought a carbon. Like it says in Tehillim, Echatz b'nikoyin kapi v'asoyves mizbechecha Hashem. Third reason. This is brought down, this is the Beis Yosef. Primarily brings down this pshat. He says it's b'shein the Zoyar. He says, "Hashem pasuk Amar Echatz b'nikoyin kapi v'asayv v'smizbechach Hashem." The pasuk we just quoted, "Haikra ukmu avosachazi rosa demila hacha dehalesla barnash ba'alma deloitom taima demusa belaya beruach misav v'sharya luhu gufa." He says is that every person when he goes to sleep, he tastes death. We know sleeping shena is 1/60th of misa. So when a person dies, a person, when you talk about a tumas meis, a person, a yid, dies, the Tumas Meis. So being that a person 1/60th, he's considered 1/60th dead, a Ruach Ra, he has Tumah completely over his body. The Rebbeinu Shem does a tremendous chesed that he makes the Tumah go only to the tips, only to our fingers and our hands. The rest of the Tumah gets out of our bodies and goes straight into the hands, and we wash our hands to get rid of that Tumah. As I state in the Beis Yosef, they should know that Tumah of a person only applies to Yid. Why is that? You would think a goy for sure should have tumah. You have a mace, a goy, a dead goy. Certainly should be tumah. If a yid is tumah, it's certainly a goy. We think of tumah as something bad, which is true. Tumah is something inherently not good. The pshat is tumah. What is tumah? What is tumah versus tahir? Tumah means that there's now an absence, there's a void of potential to do mitzvahs and avodas Hashem. A yid, when he's alive, when he's up, he has the capabilities to serve the Baruch Hashem in the right way. He's Tahor. When he dies, he now no longer has the capabilities. There's a void over here. The Tumah comes in when there's a void. When the absence of capabilities, of opportunities to do Avodas HaKodesh, to do Avodas of the Baruch Hashem, that's what creates Tumah. So a guy who never has the opportunity at that level to become, to do Avodas Hashem, he can do the Shevet Zedayah, but it's not considered Avodas Hashem, he can't raise his level of Ruchnius like a Yid can. Therefore, when he dies, it's not that there's a loss of potential anymore. He can accomplish things when he's alive, but it's not that same loss. And that's why a Yid, when he dies, there's something called Tumah, and when a guy dies, there's no such thing. It's famous in Shlomo Zalman, that they had a small sukkah in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Zalman and all his Talmidim, and they went over to Hashem Zalman, and he says, they were all fighting, everyone wants to sleep in the sukkah. Who's going to get to sleep in the sukkah? There's only a handful of bachurim are going to fit into the sukkah. What about the rest of the yeshiva? So he said, it's very simple. He says, everyone, you take the first group of guys, let's say five people fit into the sukkah. Let the first five people go sleep in the sukkah. Once they're sleeping, you should, the other bachurim that are still up should pick them up while they're sleeping, carry them out, and then they should go to sleep there. You have different shifts. Why? He says, the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah is that you should go to sleep in the sukkah. While you're sleeping, you can't be mekayim any mitzvahs. It's not shy. No concept of being mekayim. You slept in the sukkah overnight. Does that mean you mekayim the mitzvah for 6 hours, 8 hours? And then he said, no, you mekayim the mitzvah of going to sleep in the sukkah. While you're going to sleep, you're falling asleep. That's the mitzvah. When you're sleeping, you can't be mekayim mitzvah. Again, that absence of the capabilities to be thinking and to doing a ma'isa mitzvah. The Rajba, as we said, explains this yesod of that every morning we have again this opportunity. We have to really take advantage of it. And it's all from what? Everything comes from the chesed of Rosh Hashanah. It says in the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why we wash our hands first with the right hand is first. Why the right hand? He said the right hand is first because right hand represents chesed. And the left hand is Midas HaDin. So we wash the right hand first to stress this, that this is what we're looking for. And we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, Al Midas HaChesed, every morning that we have opportunity, that we're alive again, is a true Midas HaChesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's what we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for. It says in the Mekorah Tefillos like this, Baruch al Natilas Yadayim. The Mekar Bracha Zuhu B'Masechtas Bracha Staf Samach Hamid Beis. The Mekar, the source of this Bracha, is from the Gemara and Brachas on the Samach Hamid Beis. V'hachi Tanya Hasam Ki Mashi Yadeh Aleim Baruch Asher Kedishan Yitzay Tev Tzivon Al Natilas Yadayim. Mekas of Harosh B'Masechtas Brachas, like we said, B'Zeh Loshan V'Roy Hayi L'Baruch Al Nikiyas Yadayim. Tachas Natilas Yadayim. Allah Hashem Shetiknu Ben Atilas Yudayim Lachila Levarach Antilas Yudayim Fisharach Lito Min Akli Vakli Shemay Nafu Boloshan Agamara Lekach Tiknu Betzfil Nami Levarach Antilas Yudayim Menirish Em Ein Loi Mayim. And a person does not have water, Umenake Es Yodah Betzror Va'ofer, and he washes his hands with pebbles and dirt, Shemavarach Al Nakilas Yudayim. So he says, according to Rush, that a person who doesn't have water definitely should, and it's preferable, and it's usually. If he doesn't, he can do it this way. The Gemara and Ervin and the Chavdal Rambe says that Shleim HaMelech was the one that was misakin in Tfilas Yadayim. And he says that he quotes Abu Jaham. Yesh smach l'netilas yadayim in atayr. There's a smach to the mitzvah of netilas yadayim, the chiyuv of netilas yadayim from the Torah. Shenema v'chol sheyiga boi hazov v'yodah l'shata b'mayim tamehu. Ha'im shata avtar v'amru chacham zal kol nezal zol b'netilas yadayim soif barli de'anis. Anyone does nezals on the mitzvah of netilas yadayim, the chiyuv of netilas yadayim, he's going to end up in anis, poor. The similarze al netilas yadayim, the Rosh Tevis of al netilas yadayim is oni, Abu Jaham. So a person, he says, and the guy that brought down also, if someone washes his hand with a lot of water, it's a school of panosa. Other states, people are very makbi. Sometimes you go, you're waiting online for someone there by a wedding to wash your hand. The guy's putting a lot of water. It's brought down. You should use a lot of water. That's a school. What is a school? I mean, parsha is an easy person to want to do the mitzvah, not just to put more water on it, but that's a separate issue. Abu Jaham. V'yesh mefarshim. Shuloshin hagbah. The lashon of netila is kima v'inat le'meinasim. Why do I say al netila sidayim? He says the lashon of netila is like raising, v'inasim. You have to raise your hands. You're supposed to raise your hands. Not just to keep your hands down when you wash onto the sidayim, but you're supposed to raise your hands. It says in the Seder Hayoyim. Al netila sidayim. Yesh lefarish netila miloshon hasara. Like turning away. Ka'odam shenoikal mizev v'noysen lezev. He's taking from here and he's giving to there. What does it mean? V'chein kan maser ruach ha-tumah me'al yadayim. By washing al-tilas yadayim, taking the tumah off of your hands, v'hashu yisaleim koyach ha-tahirah v'kedusha. And you're replacing on your hands tahirah and kedusha. V'yechav and zev v'chosay. A person should have kavana when he makes the bracha. L'harchek me'al yadav ha-zuma, that he should get rid of the tumah off of his hands when he's washing his hands. Why? So he should place on them, they should be Ashras Hakdusha and Tahira on his hands. It says in the Shamshon of Frohl Hirsch, he says like this: what's Natila Sidai? Hamashmoy Shantila Sayidayim Shal Shachris Achre Hakimi Hilakadish Asidainu. When we get up in the morning, we wash our hands, we mekadish our hands. Ubahen kol ha-viyosenu ha-gufni yeshoysu b'shas ha-shena rak metzias pizis. Because when a person is sleeping, he doesn't have any of this opportunity to get to have the kedusha. La'avoydis Hashem pi'ilu b'chayenu mashmo yushan des yudayim hinoysi l'shmiris ha-priyas l'nikoyen. It's much more, a person should realize that it's much more than just cleaning his hands, which is important as well. But more than that, a person is accomplishing that he's re-mekadish his hands. Doim el-kadish yudayim shalakoyen l'fei ba'ez ha-koydesh rechitzas yudayim zushmo netilas yudayim koleh ha-romas ha-yudayim nota b'loshen aftis la-horim da'ayim to raise your hands da'ayim shen Tila Marimas Yadai Mitivon Hashofel Vapizili Iron Amoisvianal. What does it mean, the Tila Lashon of raising? It means you're raising your hands to Madrega of not just shiftless anymore, but you're raising it to an opportunity of tremendous Ruchnias and Kedusha. It's in the Karakemach. Habroch Ari Shaina Tila Sidayim. The first bracha that we make is Natila Sidayim. Tzarach Shayarin Hamayim Al Yodov. You have to have the water poured on your hands. You shouldn't just rub your hands in water. Putting your hands in a river in water is not the same as having it poured on your hands. So he goes through halacha over there what you should do if you don't have a kid. Quotes the Gemara and Saita. Very strong words, even stronger than what we saw before. Karachemach is written by Rabbeinu Bachya, Rishon, and he quotes a Gemara. V'tam adover, he says, kach chosud b'shari tshuva, ki upayrik me'olav oil divei chacham, because a person who's not careful in mezalzal netilas yadayim, he's being perik oil of the chachamim. And he's saying, yeah, the chacham says, I should wash my hands, it's not so important to me. He says it's worse than even eating the velo of the achalas asuris. When a person never goes and eats treif, it's a terrible thing. But what's driving him? Pashtus? It's a taiva. He has a desire. He can't hold himself back, so he wants to eat it. It's a terrible thing. But that's not as bad as someone who's doing it lahachas, let's say. Someone who says, I'm going to go eat treif because I want to show God that I don't have to listen to him. That would be worse. Most people, the assumption is not that. But then there's this other level that he's saying, who cares? Yeah, the Chacham said to wash your hands. What's the big deal to wash your hands? Is it a big deal to wash your hands? No, I don't have to have this extra obligation. I have enough obligations. I have to go work. I have to eat. I have to help my kids, my wife, whatever it is I got to do. I don't need this. He says, that's worse than someone who goes with taifa and goes and eats in the veil. Oh, yeah, how much of a big deal is it to wash your hands in the morning? It's not such a major thing. We're not telling you to drive an hour, we're telling you to wash your hands. It's not such a big, not a big taiva. Oh, I'm not going to wash my hands. Oh, you know, like you say, you know, tachlin. You know, tachlin takes a minute. People get excited when they don't say tachlin. But washing hands doesn't even take a minute. How long take to wash your hands? It's a person who has an evil heart. It doesn't even say this lashon of nekam in oilam by achalos nevelas, but over here it has this lashon. Very sharp words that we really should try to mekabel on ourselves to be careful with long tefillas yadayim. It's something that's so simple and so short that if we can have a little bit of kavana when making the bracha, it'd be amazing. It says in the Iyun Tefillah from Rav Shimon Schwab, "Asher kedushanu mitzvayse bekedushas haguf v'tzivanu al tefillas yadayim." She ain hanatil inyan nekiyas miluchloch. It's the ikir is not that you're cleaning yourself off from filth. She tzrichim lahesed kol choisis koyden hanatil. You have to, before I give anything that's choisis that would cause a chatzitza, you have to take it off anyways. Elu mashkozim unfortunately in a tefillah loshen hagbah yikirazing k'mayshenev veinatlem veinatim kol yimei oylam lagbia yadayim imatzav chomri ledagir ruchnius. We can raise our hands to the Kedusha of above. In the Nefesh Shimshon. The hands are a kli hashimish, what a person uses. We say a person's handiwork, maisi yadayim. Person goes to work, he makes money. Person creates something, we call it a maisi yadayim. Person, that's what he uses, his hands. Are you learning what is the taich of Netilas Yadayim? Who rechitzes Yadayim? Needs to wash your hands. Kagam nikras Netilas Yadayim v'ariglayim yakiyah shebeisam midrash akavana lo rechitzes. Needs to wash. Ach yedua shechelik me'amforshim pishu aderech hapshar adem haremesh and tilim loshim v'ainatlim klim haremesh Yadayim k'may v'chazah ha'nayt yed asar she'bi yed yodah l'mayit to raise your hands. Send the Chalkas Yeshua. Says like this. The Nusach Habrochi Al Tilas Yadayim Shua Shema Kli Hanikra Antal Ayin Shah. The Tzarech Lahavim Machim Shum Shah Kli Nikras Kain Yabroch Al Tilas Yadayim Dach Ubay Lashanachar. So very nice. So we said before that a kli, the Gemara, he says, and he quotes over here that a kli, a vessel, a cup, which you're using, as it comes from a lashon of netila. But so what? You're washing your hands. So you happen to, you're using a kli. Why is that the kli becomes the most important thing? Call it rechitzas yadayim. The Rosh had a question, call it nekiyas yadayim. The cleansing your hands as well. But rechitzas, washing, I mean, that's what you're doing. What's this netila, he says? A person could feel and realize that his whole purpose, what he's supposed to be doing over here, is a chiyas alikus. That he's, we're a guf that's surrounded by the chiyas alikus of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And a person, how does he connect himself to the sheirish hakadush of atayr? Leisha kadush is a guf b'emes. We do it because it shouldn't be hesach hadas. A person who holds, connects himself, he stays tuned in. Now everyone's tuned out. Everyone's got the things in their ears and they're listening to all the stuff, all the eye stuff. But a person that realizes and stays tuned in to what we're supposed to be mechubar to. Because we're mechubar to the Taira, the Kedusha. The Rebbein Shloim, our Messiah died to Hashem with Vekas Hashem with Baruch, all that Terach and Tilas Yadayim. He lost in a Tilas and lost in Hagbo Vahalo, a commercial cause of Einach and Bainas. And he says, the reason that why we do it is that we call our Tilas Yadayim and not our Chitzas Yadayim, is because that's the point of the washing of the hands. The point of the washing of the hands is so that we should raise ourselves. Like we were saying before, the point is not just to wash your hands to clean it. That's not the ikur. The point is we should raise ourselves and realize what we can have potential and how we can have a continuous connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Einyan Yadayim, we say our Tilas Yadayim, who sherish a chiyus of kol aguf yidu. That's considered the source of chiyus of the guf. Shekol shechuser shemush shadum who rach ayedayim. Person made most of his things that he accomplishes with his hands. Hayik sherish inyan achayim who bayedayim. Vezeh inyan tilas yedayim. She adam hesiyah dayt moshatim hashem yivaruch hashem. Adam tzor mechadish like bia lahalis achiyus nikol guf of the sherish hayyusha. Ayedei zeh yochol lover zeh b'chinna l'kadish asem b'chol dvom ha'gashim v'achayim v'lahaloysim l'shirashon. A person has the opportunity to raise all his actions to the true value of what it should be. V'yizkashu b'sherish achiyus ha'shifah b'chol dvom. We'll end with this yisoy that we're talking about over here, that a person's hands, what could a person's hands accomplish? Ramah Mipano says, Moshe Rabbeinu hoya b'atzmi yusei Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a shtick Torah. He was Torah. V'zeh ma'adiksev. It's a major chiddush. V'zeh ma'adiksev. U'shnei luchas avonim hoyed b'yodai. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the two luchas hoyed b'yodai. Brought it down b'yodai in his hands. Zokta Ramah Mipano. Hainu b'ayodayim shom Moshe Rabbeinu ki heim hoyu haluchas. What were the luchas? They weren't tablets. They weren't stones. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. What was written, the luchas, the Torah Shebiksav, was written on Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. As I say. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu etzim Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was Torah. V'kasev behemshmi yishavgim hainu behayudayim shem Moshe Rabbeinu aloshon. Ubishah Shaboa Molek Vinilcham Yisrael Ozorubnezom Madrigosam Klaiso went down in Madrega, Ubmakam Shiel and Meidan Shemoshi Husukul Kabaluch Shalabin. And it was a lower Madrega. The first Luchas that he had was on Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. That was the Luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was Torah. He elevated his hands. We call it the Maisi Yedayim, what a person accomplishes with his hands. Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah. He wasn't something that got Torah. He was Torah. Unfortunately, after the Chet Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Chet Egel, he dropped it, it fell down, the Parakas Ba'avir, all the letters flew up in the air, and then ended up on the Moshe Rabbeinu, the second Luchas, but that already had to be a stone. Ha'inu d'ksiv, b'sei parash v'shav, m'cham samolik, b'idei Moshe k'veidim, Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were heavy, ha'ikhu evan v'yisim u'tachim, and they put a stone on the net and they put it on top. Ha'inu b'mokam ha'idayim shal Moshe, Shmoy haluchas avonam tagel hayne b'mokim v'chilaf ha'idayim. So they had to switch off because the kedusha went down and there was the high level madrega of ruchnis wasn't there anymore. It wasn't capable to be in Moshe Rabbeinu's hands anymore. It had to be transferred from Moshe Rabbeinu's hands onto stones, and that's what the second luchas was written on. The shtei luchas avonim was written on stones, as opposed to the first one. It doesn't say shtei luchas avonim. Unbelievable words. So perhaps we can try a little bit to take out of this bracha, what seems like a simple bracha, but there's a lot of meaning behind it. And we can say, Al Natilas Yadayim, that we realize what we're trying to accomplish, that we wake up in the morning, we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us back our neshama. We raise ourselves, you raise your hands, and you think, what am I accomplishing with my hands? What am I going to try to accomplish today? How can I keep the connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom? Yes, the Rosh and the Beis Yosef is that there's Tumah, and there's Nikiyas, you have to clean your hands for Tumah as well. Yes, there's definitely that point, we're not going to take that away, but more than that, is to realize what's behind it, the hagbah that we have in Vayinatlin, Vayinasin, that we can raise ourselves in Ruchnius, and realize we make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, and we're thanking, we talk directly to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Hitchanu Shel Al Netilas Yadayim, on the raising of the hands of the Ma'aseh Yadayim, that we have the capabilities. Have a good night.